have a Norway maple. I believe that's what it is. It has a columnar shape.
Mm-hmm.
And its branches are dying on it.
Yeah. And tell me how big that trunk you feel is.
Oh, the diameter of the trunk. Gosh.
Foot across?
About, yeah.
Okay. And where is the situation at? Near a curb, near a sidewalk, or is it out in the yard anywhere?
Yeah, it's in the front yard.
Okay. Okay. I will say and think that age is 20, 30 years?
Probably 25.
Yeah. Yeah. All I'm trying, I'd say that's a great plant. What you're going to probably see is Norways tend to, in time, believe it or not, even columnar will shade themselves out. Emerald Queen Norway Maple ended up being improved to Emerald Luster because the original varieties got so thick, sir, they shade themselves out. A lot of times the understory can't breathe. So on Norways, they don't like competition. And that's what I was going to say. If it is near curb or sidewalk, but if it's out in the yard, I might suggest this. Pulling away that sod and not necessarily cutting and scuffing it out, because Norway maples are fairly shallow rooters, even though they're tap root. They'll have a lot of surface roots. But maybe killing out 6 feet on either side of that and mulching that with cedar mulch.
We've done that.
Okay. And then when has been your last feeding on it?
I'm not sure it's ever been fed.
Okay. So then a good, healthy human will fight off a disease. And, yes, Norway maples can get verticillium wilt. There's a number of things. But getting rid of the dead, getting a good program on doing feeding. And if you haven't done feeding now, every fall, I might do it now and then again in the fall. Go around the drip line. And, yes, on a columnar maple, it's not quite that wide.
It's not much of a drip line.
That's right. That's right. But even every 18 inches on columnar Norways, drill holes in the ground with the little earth auger we sell and pour about a cup of plant tone in each one. Then I'd come back about November 15th and do it a second time. Are you able to get out that dead wood? Is it a reachable point? Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see if I can get some vigor back into that tree. If it continues, yes, there's some other remedies, but maybe some of that wood is just naturally die out and start shading itself out. Do you think that plant is 70, 80% leafed out?
It's completely leafed out.
Good.
Yeah, except for a couple of dead branches.
There
but
you go.
If we cut those out, it's going to damage the shape.
Yeah. Yeah, and my only
thinking maybe there were some like aphids or something like things that are attacking other trees.
Yeah, on columnar,
it's just a matter of feeding. You said plant tone.
Plant tone. I would.
Tree
tone would be fine. If you have plant tone, either one. But tree tone, if you were going to buy something, is what I would suggest. Okay. The concept is Norway maples don't really get attacked by insect. They probably get attacked by viral. And that's verticillium wilt a lot of times, but getting energy back into a Norway maple is what I'd suggest first. I have a struggling Norway in my backyard, and we did about 100 pounds of that plant tone a couple years ago, or the tree tone. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Good question. None of my dogwoods bloomed this year.
Yeah. And think of it this way. Probably last year, Cheryl, they probably bloomed beautiful, didn't they?
Yes.
Yep. And because 2012, we had that drought. Plants go into stress. Stressed plants want to produce. They produce a lot of flower buds. Then last year, they flowered beautifully, and then we had good moisture. We had some decent rain. So then you get a plant, Cheryl, that will put out all kinds of growth in the summer and in the fall. It can't slow down.
Okay.
So then that's at a point where those dogwoods didn't set. Sometimes some people say, well, my dogwood flowers every other year. Sometimes that's environmental. It's just where you see that pattern. It might have frosted out. Both here at the studio, there's a Korean dogwood right around the corner on the sidewalk that's loaded with flowers. My Korean dogwoods at home, none. So a lot of it is we had some severity, too. You might have had dogwoods that set flower, but all burned up, the flowers themselves. So
right.
Did you see any buds set by chance? Any little?
No.
Yep.
Actually, I've got 10 acres and I live in a semi-rural area. I mean, none of the wild dogwoods bloomed either.
Yeah, yeah. And see, we're...
The woods are just full of them.
That's right, that's right.
Sure enough.
Some of the hardier items, things like shadblow, serviceberry, pawpaw, witch hazels, out in the native, they tended to bloom. Dogwoods did take a setback because, number one, they did flower very heavy last year. Then we did get some good moisture. Summer growth on dogwood allows a dogwood not to set its flower in the fall time.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So
we can expect
it,
something next year. No.
Yep, and in Cheryl, if you want, 0460 or triple superphosphate will help dogwoods flower if you want to do it soon. You do it in middle of June and about July 15th, August 1st, you're going to help set those dogwood flowers for the next following couple years.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Hey, Kathy, how are you? Yeah,
good. I have a question about my roses. I have noticed over the course of the last week that I have just beautiful buds on them, and now their buds are opening and flowering out, and they're just gorgeous. Some of them have 6 or 8 flowers on them. But the leaves are absolutely parched. They look like they've almost been sprayed with some kind of a chemical, which I don't use, so.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, my thoughts are if the buds are coming through, I'm wondering if that foliage got nipped a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Okay. Because you're seeing flower or evidence that the plant's doing good, but
yeah,
maybe some of that foliage, that red foliage or the fresh greenish-red foliage gets nipped back. We had some 33, 32, 1, right in there degrees a couple weeks ago. I'm just wondering, number one, rosacea comes on roses soon, but usually that only hits one plant. But you could always, if it is a fungicide, if it is a fungus, do you see curling or browning of the leaves or just more parched, more have a discoloring?
They're like, they look like they've been sprayed with a chemical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't use any chemicals, so I know that's not the case. And it does not appear to be on any of my other roses except this one that's got 8 blossoms on it.
Okay.
So I wonder if that could be it.
It could be. It could be. Now, rosacea usually is a molting or a dotted effect. If you're seeing parching sometimes, even on that plant, by chance, Kathy, is it a knockout variety? Knockout rose?
No, it's actually a little miniature rose.
Okay, okay. So magnesium sometimes brings, or iron will bring out the vividness of a plant. A lot of times if there is yellowing of the veins, you'll see a lot of times, or that stressed look, you can see that item would help. Is that just in your normal feeding of your other roses, if that's being taken care of just like the other one? You might want to even bring in a sample of it. Throw a couple leaves in and bring it in a bag. Number two, has that base of the plant, even though the plant is coming out fine, did the plant get some mouse or rodent damage down at the trunk that might is showing up as evidence now? Did it get girdled by chance? My thoughts are, bring in some samples for sure.
Okay.
Let's take a look. If it is a fungicide, we could definitely treat it organically or with a spray. If it's rosacea, Kathy, that would be one you'd want to eradicate.
One I would want to what?
Remove. I said eradicate. Yeah. I was trying to say a polite way to decease. Rosacea is not something that you want in the roses itself.
No,
but
quite a few rose bushes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where you could bring in a sample, and let's double check and set over the radio.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
And
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I have a question about our Bradford pears.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught just the very end of your initial discussion about fruit trees. So I don't know if this would apply since the Bradford is an ornamental. But yesterday I looked up at the Bradford pears, and there are just clusters of brown leaves all over the trees, predominantly green, leafed out green, looks great, and then all of a sudden I see that there are just clusters over, we have five trees, and it's probably uniformly spread over all the trees.
Okay, ma'am. And these clusters of brown are centrally at the tips?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, somehow you have gotten fire blight in that plant. Pear, hawthorn, roses, cherry can be very susceptible right now. You've had warmth, really good spurts of 75, not quite. I think we had close to 90. Then the pear's fresh foliage with the moist mornings brings that on, and it will be a curling of the brown that will turn to a blackish brown. The ends of the shoots will actually shrivel, and you are right. Little clusters of brown or black foliage will all be in one little area. The rest of the plant down in the base is still green. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all up at the tips. Chances are, Ann, you have fire blight Activinate spray. It's a fire blight spray, and it is in a powder. It is a suspendable powder, and it's really the only way that you can control that. It is controllable, but Ann, do you feel these pear are at a point where you could do any pruning? Can you get those out of there?
Well, the trees are quite tall, it would be a sizable job. We'd have to bring in somebody, obviously, with some sort of lift mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to do is we could walk through those steps. It is controllable. Pear are one of the most susceptibles to fire blight, and it is the right timing for it. You'll see the curling or the blackening of that tips, and it is something we'd want to control right away. It will take care and kill those plants. So fire blight is something that just by chance is moving through a neighborhood, and if not necessarily from a farmer, it is probably from another tree family in there. But fire blight spray or the Activinate spray is what I'd suggest. Now, if you want to hang on the line, Jim could take your number and I could have somebody walk through the steps with you. We have trombone sprayers that are the old style sprayer we started to bring back on now. Instead of the little pump sprayers and the work, but don't go up super high. This goes in a 5-gallon bucket and it's a suction feed and you pump it just like a squirt gun. And it'll shoot up 25 or 30 feet in the air, and we could soak the plant with it.
I see. Okay. So, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Andy, I got to tell you, you get a big attaboy on this one. I've got this 80 by 120. It's a horse arena is what it is. And I spent about 5 years trying to get grass to grow in this thing. Couldn't get it going. Spent I don't know how many dollars on it. Well, finally one day I dug a soil sample. I took it out to your store. We tested the soil. The guy says, okay, you need this. You need to aerate it now. This was in early April. You need to aerate it now. Towards the end of May, you need to put down this grass seed. When the grass starts to show, you need to put this fertilizer on it. He recommended everything. And let me tell you now, I can't keep up with the mowing on that. The grass is growing so good in there.
All right. That's nice. Yeah, I appreciate the feedback. So, you're getting good results. That's great. That's a good feedback on a nice call. Thank you, John.
Where do you go to get professional plant advice? Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, of course. Check the leaves on your vegetable plants, shrubs, perennials, and roses. If you see spotting and yellowing, bring some leaf samples into Weddell's Plant Doctors. Chances are you'll need to get Fertilome fungicide or insect control. If you notice some of your prized plants with big bites out of the leaves, you may have hungry black vine weevils. Weddell's experts recommend Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench. This week, all four sizes are on sale. If you notice browning pine needles, your pines might have pine needle blight. Weddell's plant doctors recommend Fertilome Systemic Fungicide. This week, all four sizes are also on sale. If you've been having trouble with both insects and diseases, get Fertilome Triple Action, a natural insect and disease control for perennials, vegetables, shrubs, herbs, fruit plants, and more. All three sizes are on sale today. The ready-to-use spray is just $9.78, and both concentrate sizes are on sale. You save up to $6. You can get help with bothersome weeds, irritating insects, or sick plants from the plant doctors at Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman and 12th Street.
I have a question about the hydrangeas. We bought a house a couple years ago, and there's like 12 hydrangea plants along the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing really well. But how do you determine or how do you know what variety they are?
Okay.
You figure that out.
You bet. So for starter, John, what do you think the size of the plant is? How big is that right now?
They're not real tall, probably not much more than 2 or 3 feet tall.
Okay.
And there's a lot of leaf growth. They're really green leaves. And they look good, you know.
Okay. Was there a lot of stems that did not appear like a shrub, but more like a hosta or a perennial that died back in the winter? A lot of woody stems coming out of it, or was it a rounded shrub?
Yeah, there are woody stems coming out.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And we had pruned it before.
Okay.
But I'd like to have a more exact idea of what I should be doing than just kind of guessing at it.
You bet. You know, So, John, there's going to be probably my guess is you probably have the macrophylia variety or the large leaf variety. Did you see out of those 12, were you there last year to see any flower?
Yeah. They've had flower on them. They have, some of them have a white flower and some of them have a blue flower.
Okay. Okay, there. Now we're getting more. This is macrophylia variety. So if you want to determine the exact species, I'd have to see it when the flower's at full and you see that bloom. You could bring a sample or take a shot on your phone and send it in to us. We could identify that.
Okay.
But on those large leaf varieties, the idea is when there is pruning, the pruning is either deadheading when the flower is spent or right now, after the winter, you've got all that new foliage. So you got probably, John, a lot of sticks sticking up.
Yes.
Get rid of those.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. If there are shoots that are coming up, you can always prune those back, and you'll find out where that bud or that live portion on that branch is alive.
All right.
Compared to a shrub, which has got more branches on it, and it is leafing out on all the branches. A lot of times the macrophylla varieties have a lot of dead wood because it's treated like a perennial and it comes back up from its roots. Now, I would suggest that's one that you'd want to mulch. If it's a little bit older, you're going to see better bloom. If you can see, you've seen some that was white and some that are blue, maybe the white ones, you might want to take some soil samples.
Okay.
Put them in a baggie. Quarter cup, half cup, stick them in a bag, and next time you're in Kalamazoo, stop by and we can test them for free. If you need to drop that pH, the blue one, chances are it's got enough acidity in it. Maybe all of them are the same, or maybe there's some different varieties in there, but when they're at their fullest, we could tell you and probably identify the varieties.
I will do both. I'll get a soil sample, and I'll take some pictures and bring them over to Adal's and have you look at them.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Right.
I think a lot of it is if you don't have a variety that you know, maybe you can take a shot of the plant now. You could send it into our website at waddells.com, and we could, Terry, our advertising gal, splits them off and gets them to the managers, and that would get back to me. If there is some ID or identification, we could help with that and then send it back to the client. And then you could get the right solution or the right answer for the right variety. So I think John probably has those macrophylla varieties. I would think that the 0460, the triple superphosphate, would be a very good encouragement for that flower for sure. So I think pruning and mulching, that is where I think we have our good luck at our house, mulching them up in the fall. I have All Summer Beauty, and I think we have a Forever and Ever that tends to overwinter fairly good, pretty good flowers right on it.
My question, are there different kinds of red maple trees?
Oh, my, yeah. Red maple original. Really? And you know what, Mary? Let's back up one. Red maple, do you mean fall red maple or right now red maple?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, it'd be red maple now. What I have is a red maple that is totally red. The leaf on both sides of it is just beautiful red.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one that is coming up from seedlings, and that we put in from the droppings of the seeds of a red maple.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it next to the garage, and it's coming up, and it really sprouted up there about 5 foot tall. But the leaves are dark burgundy red on the top, side. On the back, it's more of a greenish red, but it's still red.
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered a red maple?
Probably could be. What's happening, Mary, is red maples right now, let's identify, that is spring red or crimson, summer red crimson, fall red crimson, compared to red maple, which is green spring, green summer, red in the fall. So Crimson King or Royal Red is what you probably have if it's a shade tree. Mary, could you say it's 10 or 12 feet tall, or is it a tree size? So it's not a Japanese maple.
No, it is
okay.
Not.
So
it's smaller.
Yep. So Crimson King or Royal Red are the two varieties that are grown in Michigan. But those are grafted. And so, Mary, probably from the seed source, you got a seeds and sprouts coming up, but that mother tree is probably not going to put off the same plant. Okay? So, yes, it will be crimson. Yes, it'll probably have a burgundy. Now, can I ask this? You talked about it. You placed it up next to the garage.
Because it was a seedling,
no
and
problem.
I wanted to protect it and then move it from there
yep.
to another location.
So how close and what side of the garage?
Well, it's on the west side of the garage, but it's within a foot. I mean, it definitely has to be moved.
Yeah. So
soon.
So my thoughts are maybe that plant, even though it's west doesn't really get the sun till the afternoon. Maybe it's not getting as much sun on those leaves as you're seeing the Crimson King out in the yard farther.
Okay.
Look at the inner part of the plant on your bigger tree. You can look at the outside and it's bright burgundy. Go on the inside, it's burgundy green. So it's shading itself. So maybe part of that plant is shading the little seedling. So moving that out, chances are it won't be the exact same Crimson King, but you'll get a spore or a break off of that, which is still, you know, once it's fall, you could probably September, October, you know, you could move that little seedling out of there. I probably wouldn't move it now when it leafed out. But
okay. And it really sprouted up. I mean, over the winter, I mean, it's gone up. It's almost 5 foot tall. And I thought, well, maybe that's not a red maple. Maybe it's more of a silver maple because they grow a lot faster.
They do. But if it's got any burgundy hue to it, chances are it's still a platanoids family, which is still Crimson King. Silver maple is going to have a very fine green cut leaf to it. So
Right. Should
be still in that same family. But again, yes, you do have spores. And because the Crimson Kings are grafted, you're probably the seed source will be a little bit different.
Well, that's wonderful to know.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, still you're encouraging a new plant, so you might as well, it'll still have some burgundy. Move it out and give it a spot when you can get it away from the garage soon.
And you said not to move it till fall, though?
Unless you think, Mary, that you could move it safely, I probably, with it leafed out, would leave it be. But move it when it drops its leaves in the fall.
And again, the leaves on it at the bottom are real big, almost as big as your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But then as it gets up to the top, they're very, very tiny.
Yep, but that's all the new growth. Yep, it's hardening off or getting its mature size down at the base, and the new sprouts are shooting up, and that's why you're seeing the immature growth at the top.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Add interest and value to your home by making an eye-catching walkway, patio, tree surround, retaining wall, or grill surround with easy-to-use landscape blocks from Waddell's Garden Center. This week, get Europa pavers that come in 3 block sizes and in 6 colors on sale for just $3.99 per square foot. Europa pavers turn tired walkways, patios, and driveways into works of art. Now is also the time to get Atlas wall blocks at an unheard of 40% off. Add curbing along your driveway. Add a column to put a light on. Put in a surround around your grill or class up your patio with a seating wall. The possibilities are almost endless. Make entertaining even more fun by installing a fire pit with Allen blocks. There are 3 fire pit sizes to choose from, all on sale this week, and all with stainless steel fire rings. To complete the fun of your new fire pit, all fire pits come with a free half rack of firewood and a s'mores kit this week. Come to Waddell's and get the help and advice you need to choose the shape, style, and color of block to make your dream landscape come true. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
WKZO.com. AccuWeather forecast.
Pleasant today with sunny to partly cloudy skies. The high near 79. A shower or thunderstorm around late tonight. Otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 63. Breezy and more humid tomorrow with clouds and some sunshine. Still a shower or thunderstorm in spots with a high of 80. Humid and partly sunny for Monday with a high of 83. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Courtney Spamer.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
Would you like to add a little more color to your life? Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has just the blooming beauties you need. Waddell's has just gotten more fresh shipments of pots, planters, and hanging baskets full of colorful flowers and vines, ready to decorate your deck, patio, porch, and sidewalks. You'll enjoy browsing through Waddell's perennial department, where you'll find over 700 varieties of perennial plants, many blooming right now. This week, pick up an in-store coupon to get a free perennial plant when you buy three. Check out the blooming phlox plants. Phlox are easy to care for and are a good choice to attract butterflies. Hostas are a beautiful choice for shadier areas. Woodells carries over 45 varieties and sizes of hostas. For some blooms in the shade, check out the astilbe plants. There are loads of beautiful colors to choose from. Some more eye catchers that are blooming now include bellflower, rudbeckia, white veronica, coreopsis, gallardia, Maltese cross, and yarrow. Enjoy more color in your life and landscape with the endless color selection at Woodell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
Hey, Julia.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, ma'am? Can I?
Oh, just fine. Yeah. I have a couple of questions, if I may, please.
Please.
I planted some new strawberry plants this spring, and they're doing well. And what type of fertilizer do I use and when?
Yep. If you are not, if they're just brand new, that group of them, not the rest of them, you could go ahead and put a Spoma plant tone on right now. Spoma, E-S-P-O-M-A.
Yeah, I've got some of that.
But, Julia.
But not fertilizer.
The plant tone would be fine on the on those strawberries right now.
The new plants.
Yep, but okay. Not on the existing. The reason is...
No, I know that.
Okay.
I've grown a lot of, but I kind of lost track of what we used at one time. And also, I have several hyacinth plants they've been 3 years old now, and they're kind of faded down pretty much in yellow leaves. Would this be a good time to dig the bulbs up and then reset them in the fall?
You got it, because Julia, you're answering your own question. You're answering your own questions.
Sometimes when you get a little aged, the mind doesn't work over time.
Julia, it happens at 50 even here. So no. But you know what? If you lift those now, and you've done it right, you've let that bulb energy from green and all that, now that foliage has gone yellow. Now that energy is stored in that hyacinth. But you are right. After about 2 or 3 years, you got to reset them.
Getting back to the strawberry plants, I know we used to grow many of them, but over years I had forgotten. Then in the fall, when you get them ready for the winter, do you fertilize them
at
that time?
Yes, ma'am.
Again, yeah,
yep,
okay.
Yep. And Julia, what I was going to comment on, if you have everbearers, they do go in streaks. And I know my grandfather sometimes would let the first crop come and then do a light feeding, not feeding when the fruit is on, but then it would push a secondary growth for later on in the summer. So
sounds good. Of course, I grow probably about 100 plants, you know, and I like to take good care of them.
You bet.
Anyway,
yep.
I appreciate your help this morning. Thank you so much.
Julia, thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning. I have a sandy soil septic system drain field, and there's a lot of wild rose bushes growing over it. And I'm just curious as to how deep those roots might be, and should I be concerned that the roots would be deep enough that they could get into the lines of the parcel?
Well, first of all, Tom, roses probably would not be, if I was to put it on the list, would probably not be a factor for septic. Number two, you know the roses in sandy soil are going to go looking. And if you have a drained field, it's going to want to search. It's going to search out that water. You know it is. So in time, maybe you want to move some of them or just keep an eye on them. 5 or 10 years, maybe that life of that plant, either the rose in the spring, you move out of the way, let some of them grow on a little bit. At the young age, Tom, they are not going to be a nuisance for that drain field. But I've seen even where the tree or the bush has been many feet from a drain field, and then when the guys lift it up, that it was dead, you know, pull it up with a bobcat, the roots go right over to that spot.
Okay. Appreciate the answer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Those drain fields sometimes my dad had one, and we put white pine on that far side, and I'll tell you, those roots just in time just sneak right over there. They do.
Uh-huh.
So with Tom's situation with roses and with Julia with strawberries, I just want to make sure. If, Julia, you're feeding in the fall, that is also the good time. Straw and strawberries, I don't know why. They go hand in hand. They do. Putting down a bale of straw, running those down, the straw mats and keeps that strawberry, I think, a little cooler. It tends to flush out a little nicer. I think the straw down the rows, easier to harvest too. So that's something that I remember always doing in the fall.
Now is a great time to add bright bloomers to your outdoor living area with quality plants from Woodell's Nursery. You'll love the new hydrangea varieties that bloom over and over throughout the summer.
One of the newer additions to the hydrangea family is Invincible Spirit. This hydrangea has exceptionally huge flowers that open to hot pink and mature to soft pink. Don't miss the new wedding gown hydrangea, loaded with huge flowing white blooms. Or try an endless summer hydrangea. They bloom like crazy all season long. All hydrangeas are 10% off this week. Another easy care choice for blooms throughout the summer are rose bushes. This week, Waddell's entire rose bush selection is on sale. Choose from over 100 varieties, including ground cover roses, David Austin roses, tea roses, shrub roses, and climbing roses. Save $3.71 on each one. A new one this year is Jump for Joy. It has peachy pink blooms with an apple fragrance. One of the easiest care roses is Carefree Spirit, which has loads of white-eyed red flowers. Add some color to your summer landscape with help and advice from Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
I have a flower bed that's getting really crowded, and so I would like to know when the best time to move some irises and bleeding hearts would be.
Okay. Now, both of those, Kathy, you're probably seeing come up pretty good right now.
Oh, my gosh, they're beautiful, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, really, Kathy, I might see... You've picked two items that are actually early spring bloomers, okay? So once that iris starts fading, the flowers fall off, and maybe the first tinge of the foliage starts browning. That's probably going to be the end of June, 1st of July. I bet you can move iris successfully then. You'll probably see bleeding heart by the time it really gets hot start fading away. Mm-hmm. Once plants start losing energy, you know that mother plant's roots are alive. Cut them back, reset them in. I'd say if you have to do it right now and you were careful, you could probably successfully do that iris. But I bet that that bleeding heart would probably wilt pretty good right now. You know, it's a pretty good succulent.
Okay, I can wait until July.
Yeah, it's a pretty good succulent. But you got to think the peonies, the poppies, the iris, bleeding heart, candy tufts, stuff that are early spring, by July, August, they're starting to look withered, you know, and some of those, that's when that energy, slice it in half, get them reset. We see iris start coming in about end of July anyways, and that's when they get transplanted and moved into bags so they're sold at Waddell's. So good timing on that.
Okay. Andy, thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Good luck.
Got a question for you. I was mowing my lawn yesterday, and I've got just beds and beds of ants.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you do for that?
Well, you know what? There is a – we have an insect killer that still will take care of the ants and the grubs, and it's I know, Beth, for years we've told everybody diazinon. Diazinon's been taken off the market. It's a product by Fertilome. I just put it on the yard the other night ourselves, and covers about 7,000 square foot. And it's something you can apply with a spreader. But then, Beth, what I do is I'd water it in immediately. It's an insecticide. You can put it up around the house. It will not hurt plants at all. You could actually put it on the foliage and water it off. It's not going to hurt it a bit. But that would probably kill that ant out very quick if you watered it in afterwards.
And that's diazinon?
No. Diazinon's been taken off the market. It's a Fertilome.
590 WKZO. This has been a special edition of Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Millam and 12th Street. Be sure to tune in next Saturday morning after the 9 o'clock news for Over the Garden Fence, as Andy Waddell will rejoin us in the studio. Hang on to your questions until next Saturday morning. 590 WKZO. AccuWeather forecast, sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant today with a high of 79. For tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a shower, a thunderstorm rolling through late tonight. We'll have 63. Clouds and sun tomorrow, breezy, a little more humid. Shower, thunderstorm is a possibility in spots with a high of 80 degrees. 71 in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO time, 945. Ron Weiser, financial planner on 590 WKZO.